Spencer Chauncey, who today referred to you on the basketball court as a hatchet man?
You know, I got 6 hard fouls in me. I can get probably about 3 rebounds and probably 6 points.
Not bad.
Not at all.
All right, let's talk about your sport now. Are you guys, how much are you thinking about your quarterback's going to be this week, and how much does that affect your preparation?
You know, we're not worried about that. You know, we know who they're going, whoever they're going to plug in, we're going to run with them, and we're confident with which either quarterback they have in there.
Well, what's going on with the offense now, Daniel? You know, obviously, you lose Kyle, you take a step back as Chris has to get readjusted, but in your mind, what's happening offensively?
Well, offensively, you know, we have to continue to work harder in practice with to get better at the little things that, that you know, we've been doing bad the last couple of weeks. You know, it's not a lot of things that, you know, we have to correct, but when we work harder in practice and execute our plays better, it will carry over on Sundays.
Last time we played San Diego, one of the better games of the year. It's hard to believe because, you know, over this last month, everything's gone right for them and nothing's gone right for you guys.
Oh, you know, things have been bad for us, but we're in this locker room. We're going to get things turned around. You know, the leaders, you know, we're going to do our part, you know, of just getting this locker room up and getting back on track to where we want to be.
Tell us about the Chargers defensively.
Oh, with their defense, you know, they're playing good right now. You know, they have a lot of players over there that can make some good plays and disrupt an offense. And, you know, we have to account for everybody. You know, we have to be ready for a physical game, 60 minutes on Sunday, and we're looking forward to that and looking forward to getting started with practice today.
Is this offense different if it's Chris or Kyle back there? Does it change?
No, it doesn't change at all. You know, whoever they put in there, you know, we're expecting them to, you know, lead this offense down the field and, you know, get us in the right plays, right calls, and, you know, lead this offense.
How are they different? Obviously, one's a righty, one's a lefty, but how are those two quarterback styles, the way they hand themselves in the huddle, et cetera, different?
You know, they're different in their own little ways, you know, but they both demand the respect in the offense, and they're both, you know, good leaders in that offense when they're in charge out there.
In terms of the division, I mean, you can't have much bigger game than we're looking at Sunday. I mean, if you're able to beat them twice, I mean, you're in pretty good shape. If not, then they're in the driver's seat.
Oh, you know, it is a big game. You know, the next game is always the biggest one, and it happens to be the Chargers this week. And because it's a division game, you know, it puts a little bit more on it. And, you know, just the fact that, you know, it's the Chargers also, you know, we don't really care for them. They don't care for us. You know, no love lost. It's not a secret, and we're looking forward to a physical game on Sunday.
You know, your answer to that is we put too much emphasis on it. The players said it's just 1-16. Is that more your attitude?
You know, it's, you know, we're going out there to, you know, play the Chargers and just have a physical game, you know, regardless of who's over there. You know, each week we need to do that. You know, we haven't been doing that the last couple weeks, and we're just trying to get back on track, and it's the Chargers this week.